It's time for your morning brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Man, it has been razor thin, but the DU Pioneers continue to march on in the NCAA hockey playoffs as they notch their third straight 2-1 win. Two of those wins in overtime. They beat Boston University in overtime yesterday. Our buddy Jay Stickney with the call.
Outlet pass, Denver with numbers over the line. Bros fires a shot. He hits it. He wins it again.
Let's
Tristan
go.
Bros. Tristan Bros, the local kid, wins another one in overtime. And how about that? Denver going back to the national championship game.
Woo! Got goosebumps. Congratulations to the Pios as they beat Boston University. They're into the championship game against heavily favored Boston College. DU going for their 10th national title tomorrow.
It's unbelievable, right? Did they play a best of, or this is just
this is the tournament. Survive and advance.
Right. It's like it's like the basketball tournament.
Exactly.
But how many teams they get? 16? Did they go 16?
16. Like,
yeah.
Yep, 16.
Right, good for the Pios, man. That's awesome. And Bros, that's a great name.
Next on the Morning Brew, some Bronco news for you. Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco insider, confirming that cornerback Levi Wallace visiting with the Broncos today. 6-year starter with the Bills, then Steelers. Wallace has 12 interceptions over the past 5 seasons. Chris Harris Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Love Chris Harris Jr. He knows a little something about playing corner. Said of Wallace, quote, he didn't play well last year, but with PS2, I think he'll be solid. Still got to draft a cornerback, though.
Can't have enough of him.
But will Patrick Surtain be here? Paul Allen, who is the voice of the Minnesota Vikings, connect the obvious dots here.
Mm-hmm.
George Payton, all those years in Minnesota.
Correct.
So according to Paul Allen, the Broncos are, quote, so desperate, end quote, to move up for a quarterback, specifically for J.J. McCarthy, that they could possibly include Pat Surtain in the trade. I'll give you the full quote. They're so desperate out Denver way. I'm not kidding you, man. I wouldn't be surprised if it was, we want that 3 so badly. We will give you 12. We will give you next year's first rounder, and we will give you Patrick Surtain. I'm not kidding you. They are that desperate. So to me, that's just too obvious. Like, you've almost, if you're the Broncos, you've almost overplayed your hand in trying to do the whole misdirection thing. Paul Allen, Vikings, George Payton.
Right.
George Payton's going to be that obvious. And in sharing that with Paul Allen,
I continue. Well, I'm sure that George Payton didn't have a conversation with Paul Allen, but I'm sure it's, I talked to George Payton's, you know,
right,
whatever.
Right. And,
but like, Paul's a good dude, man. Paul's, you know, Paul's a Minnesota, Minneapolis legend. It's kind of like you, like a legend.
Yeah, sure.
Like a radio legend.
Icon.
Icon.
Hey, really, if we're going to lay it on thick, let's go thick.
Yeah, he really knows his stuff. Again, I just think there's too much noise around a bunch of different players, which makes me believe that they're not really interested in those guys. That's just where I'm at.
But if it's true, do it. Do it. If you're that convinced. Because remember, you've brought this story up before. You've confirmed this. Payton, while coaching New Orleans, was set to take Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Even though he had Drew Brees.
Yeah.
So maybe he wants to make sure he doesn't have that happen again. And to make sure, he'll move heaven and earth to go get the guy he wants.
If he loves the guy, if he loves the guy. And remember Jim Harbaugh. Jim Harbaugh said when J.J. McCarthy, I don't even know if J.J. McCarthy was considered a second round or first rounder. And Jim Harbaugh said, at the end of the day, when the process is finished, don't be surprised when J.J. McCarthy is one of the top, if not the number one quarterback taken. He said it.
Next on the Morning Brew, the Nuggets are in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. The Nuggets' mission is simple. Win tonight, win Sunday at Memphis, and you finish with the number one seed. Trip up, and if Minnesota wins out, then you would lose the tiebreaker to the T-Wolves and not have the number one seed. Minnesota hosts Atlanta tonight, and word is that Karl Anthony Towns will return for Minnesota tonight.
That's good. Karl Anthony Towns, I mean, there's always some, well, I guess you're always concerned about that time off coming back from injury. It's not like Jamal Murray. Jamal Murray was just sore.
Maintenance.
Yeah. This is coming back from a torn meniscus that you had repaired or cut out or whatever they did with you. I'm sure they just snipped it out, but there's going to be some rust there. And then you got to get your rotations down. You got to get back into a groove. That could be one of those things you drop. That's how it feels to me. I'm going to call it Hawks beat Minnesota tonight.
Ooh. Okay. Now, bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see how it plays out.
That was bold about that.
That's pretty bold. Atlanta, they're already locked into their final play-in spot on the road.
Trey Young's going to have his hair on fire.
Glued in the right spots?
Yeah, it'll be glued down. You have a bunch of Topic in there.
Meanwhile,
I need to get some of that Topic.
Big one tomorrow. Just as much as you had the showdown the other day with the Nuggets and the Timberwolves, kind of a feeling of a winner-take-all type thing. Well, same thing maybe tomorrow afternoon with the Avalanche hosting Winnipeg. Currently, these two teams are tied for second place in the Western Conference. And whoever wins tomorrow gets a huge leg up on having home ice in what will be the likely first-round matchup between the Avalanche and Winnipeg. So a playoff preview and a game to decide home ice for the series. And that's a big deal. We talk about the importance of home ice, home court, Avalanche versus Nuggets. Who needs it more? I'd say the Avalanche need home ice more than the Nuggets do. The Avs are one of the best teams in hockey. They're the highest-scoring home team in hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the home ice advantage, I think it's much better. I'm with you, and we talked about it yesterday a little bit. I think it's much more important for the Avs to have home ice than it is for the Nuggets to have home court.
The Avalanche, and they're the only team in the NHL with 30 home wins. So they have the best home record in the NHL.
Yeah, but how many home points do they have?
38-1. So that's 30, 60, 62.
What are the record?
No, excuse me, 61.
What's their record?
38-1.
At home?
38.
Oh, 38.
Not 38-1.
Oh, my gosh, 30, hockey.
38-1.
Well, you can't.
Otherwise, you have to go. Sounds like 38-1. 38-1.
That's what I thought. You said you go 38-1.
I never said 38-1. I said 38-1.
And you said 38-1.
Correct.
But it sounds like 38-1.
Correct.
As opposed to 30.
8,
comma,
1,
dot, dot, dot. What do they call that when you go dot, dot, dot?
Like bullet points.
Like ellipse or something like that. I love going dot, dot, dot when I write stuff. I will throw some dot, dot, dots in there.
Normally it takes about an hour now to get to that point on a Friday.
I don't even know what it means, but I love using dot, dot, dot. I feel like I'm really making a point.
Somebody knows what the dot, dot, dot is. I'm sure there's a specific term for that. Oh, somebody.
Yeah, I know there's a term for it.
Jason Day in his hideous sweatshirt coming off his hideous pants yesterday just ended up in the water.
I don't know what.
Who's dressing him?
I don't know. Jason Day looks a mess.
Like, his pants yesterday were like full-on 1998.
Oh, it was right. MC Hammer.
Hammer. 98 slacks.
Oh, I thought MC Hammer wore those. Like, don't touch this. They were like parachute pants. I thought he was going to catch flight yesterday.
He did look like he's like set sail.
A big gust, and he was up in the air. It would have been like Mary Poppins.
That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.